Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. If you're susceptible to the heat, this is going to be a week to review your summer precautions, with temperatures expected to soar to the hottest levels we've seen in 2026. The National Weather Service forecasting mid to upper 80s west of the Divide Wednesday, likely climbing over 90 on Wednesday. In the east, Fort Benton and communities along the High Line could see mid-90s on Wednesday. Meteorologist Jen Kitzmiller says that's enough heat to cause problems for some people.
When we're under a moderate heat risk, that means that it'll mainly affect those who are sensitive to heat, especially those that are unable to find cooling or hydration. So possibly some health issues.
And snowmelt already kicking in, so that means staying out of the very cold, fast-moving rivers and streams.
And of course, as people start to recreate more on the river under this heat, just keep in mind that the rivers are running cold and fast.
Fire danger will be up too, especially in southwest, central, and northeast Montana. And if you'll be outdoors, watch out for thunderstorm warnings. Montana making history, officially joining an elite group of states dedicated to protecting four-legged residents. In landmark achievement, the Treasure State has been named the sixth no-kill state in the country. During the title, shelters across Montana successfully saved at least 95% of all healthy and treatable animals over a one-year period. The milestone follows a push by state leaders, including Governor Gianforte, who declared April 9th Montana Loves Shelter Animals Day. While 5% of the cases involve severe injury or dangerous behavior, and those remain untreatable, the CEO of Best Friends Animal Society says the momentum changes what people believe is possible for animal welfare. The BLM has officially revoked bison grazing leases for American Prairie in central Montana, sparking mixed reactions from tribes and state leaders. And get to the mailbox, those primary election ballots have been mailed by most of the counties across the state. This is the Montana State News Network.